Welcome to the Reality Check here on Revolution Radio. My name is Nigel Booth, the Reality Coach, and today, and I know I say this every single week, but we have got such a special show today, and we're going to be introducing you to somebody that you're going to hear so much about and so much from in the future. But before I do that, we're going to go over to the captain in the chair. Glenn, how's it going this week?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good week?
Yeah, really good week. Actually, I've been away.
That's right. You went over to...
to Wales, wow. Anglesey.
Anglesey. Mm. Really good?
Yeah, it was great, actually, yeah. I was in the sea in the morning and, like, yeah, just a great reset, really. It was kind of... you don't realise how much you need a break sometimes.
Until you have one.
Just taking yourself out of your normal 9-to-5 and your normal environment and just... yeah, just relaxing, really. And it was just... I've just come back feeling totally refreshed and... like a new person.
I've got to be honest with you. You know, your messages and you can see the difference. You can feel the difference.
Yeah.
You know, the message you sent me this morning is like, are you okay for me to share what you said this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you turn around and your message said, I feel so good and my heart is beating so, it hurts.
Yeah.
But
it was like, yeah, it's literally feeling that kind of energy. It's great. Like, we've kind of carried on because we were getting up and going for a swim in the morning. So we've kind of got back into now, since we've been, every day we've been back, get up and go for a walk in the morning.
Which
is simple stuff, but I just kind of, everything gets in the way and you're just like, oh, I know I want to do that, but I've got this, I've got that. When actually it's 10, 15 minutes, like, make the time. But I needed that break to kind of just reset and realign myself with that, I think.
And that's exactly what it is, isn't it? A bit of a reality check.
You know, absolutely.
That says, okay, what goes in and what am I going to start doing? What am I going to stop doing?
Yeah.
And a break. We were over in Switzerland a few weeks ago. And exactly the same for me.
Yeah.
You know, you just say, oh, thank you. And it is just that reminder of who we truly are rather than just keep moving forward, you know, with blinkers on.
Yeah, because I think it's difficult when you're in it. It's like you kind of just get used to it, and we fall into new routines, and we drop little things that we know are good for us, and it's like, oh no, I'm really busy, I haven't got time to do, you know, that, even though I know it's good for me. And it's you almost have to force yourself to make that change and then reflect on it. And it's having the time to reflect on it is more than anything, I think.
You know, the craziness of all of this is that, and you've just said it, we stop doing the things that we know that we should be doing, and they're good for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, generally speaking, it is generally speaking, the reason that we stop doing the things that we know are good for us and we should be doing is so that we actually can do the things that we know we shouldn't be doing and aren't good for us.
Yeah.
That, for me, it's the craziness of life. It almost seems to be a complete turnaround of what life should be.
It's about simplifying it, isn't it?
Stepping back
and simplifying it a bit. But, yeah, had a really good time.
Excellent. You haven't mentioned... disc golf.
Well, I talk about that a lot, you know. I'd imagine people are bored of it, so
I
did. I did play. I managed to find a course out there, and there's courses all over the place, so I found a really nice little wooded course. It was on like a National Trust site.
So that was in the trees.
Yeah, so
wow,
it was a bit
that
different,
sounds
actually.
Interesting. Yeah,
it was a bit more difficult, but
it test
fun.
You a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, today, as you know, guys, we've been talking about our social media platform, also called The Reality Check, and it's been running for a short while now. We've been having a variety of little tests on it, and we've got a number of people sort of joining it. I have got the greatest pleasure in announcing today that we have got the role of engagement manager filled. We have got an amazing team member, Serena Saeed. She has joined us. She's going to be in control of getting all you guys out there on the social media platform. How are you?
I'm good, Nigel. Thank you. Thank you. All the better for seeing you guys.
Now, I want to say a real great big welcome, because you've taken up the responsibility of managing our social media platform.
Indeed.
Now, we are so excited. We have been discussing for the longest of times how are we going to, you know, to connect up the radio station with the social media platform, and as much as the work we're doing here, we've never been able to sort of find that process. You come along with all of your wisdom, your energy, you know, and your insight. And you say, okay, that's not a problem, I can do that. Some of the ideas you've already come up with is amazing. So,
thank you.
For all of our listeners, tell us a little bit about you. Why have you chosen, and why did you take up this role of managing the social media platform?
That's a big question. That's a deep question, Nigel. Well, firstly, thank you for having me.
You're very
and
welcome.
And trusting me with this role. I think with this role comes great responsibility. Mm. What we're about to embark on is not a small journey. Mm. We've got big goals. And I think this is a time, and I think I've arrived at this point in my life, that I'm ready to give back.
Wow.
I believe I have a certain gift. I think we all have a gift. Mm-hmm. And we just haven't tapped into it just yet. Or some of us are just raring to go and know that we have that gift, but are waiting for that opportunity. And here I am with that opportunity given to me. So thank you again.
You're very welcome.
I'm ready to give back to everybody and make a difference.
Do you know, it is, if I had hair on the back of my head, it'd be standing up right now. It's that's exactly the reason that you are the perfect candidate for this
thank
role.
You.
You know, your whole energy with life, with people, you know, you are a magnet. And I've heard
you.
Many, many stories that you've told me. There was one you went over to the shopping centre, was it Milton Keynes,
yes.
the other week? Just tell our listeners what happened there.
Yeah, so I went shopping with Mum to Milton Keynes, just, you know, a few of my favourite shops, and we... Can I mention names on the radio of certain stores?
Just different stores.
Went into different stores, and one of my favourite, where I love to go to the fragrance section and the beauty section.
Yeah.
And me and Mum were just minding our business, going through products, and suddenly we had a group, like I stopped and I had to count. There was a group of like 5 to 6 sales assistants just standing around us, just, you know, in conversation, and one was asking me certain things. Mum was talking to a few of them, and we literally just had a whole crowd around us like we were celebrities. And I was really humbled by that. But there was a reason that was happening. And I was questioning myself. I kind of stood back and I thought, why is this happening? Is it because of, you know, is it something I've said? Is it something my mum said? And the sales assistant actually turned around. She goes, it's your energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, wow, thank you. Yeah. Am I really full of energy today, or is it just me? But it happens quite often. I'm saying this in the most humble way.
Yeah, yeah.
That it does happen a lot of times when me and my family are going into stores or going into restaurants. There's always like a certain vibe or a buzz.
Because you do have that energy about you.
Thank you.
You know, I remember it's been some time now since I first met you.
Yes.
But I remember the first time that I met you, I think your energy came around the corner before you did, you know, and it was like, wow,
yeah,
you know, it's,
thank you.
It's not always been this very upfront positive, you know. You've not had the easiest of lives at times. Mm. So what's your background about?
Oh, we could be here a while, Nigel,
yeah,
if we're
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about our background, but I will summarise.
Summarise on it, yeah.
For you, look, at the end of the day, I'm no different to, you know, someone walking past the window right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a story. We all go through ups and downs, trials, tribulations. I'm no different. With me, without going into too much detail, I have had a fair share of downs when it comes to relationships, when it comes to sharing myself with others and giving to others and getting nothing back. I've had to really, you know that saying, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I really have been living and I've really been learning, which is great. I have no regrets. I'm really sort of anti the mindset where, you know, people drown in their sorrows and they regret about their lives. For me, everything's a life lesson.
Wow.
And I take certain aspects of my life lessons and know that, okay, this is the direction I want to be going in now. And let's not make that mistake again.
Yes.
Don't want to be foolish.
Yeah,
learn from them and move on. And, you know, brush your shoulders off and continue.
And carry
so
on.
For me, when I did go through certain things, and another reason why I think I'm here today, and a lot of people say, I wish I did that 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I think if I was sat in this chair 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't be looking at the same Serena. This is me being authentically, unapologetically me.
Wow.
Which I wasn't really, I'm not going to say allowed, but I wasn't really encouraged to be that. And I think a lot of people couldn't digest that, okay, Serena is this sort of field of energy. And I think a lot of people couldn't take it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And those certain individuals are no longer in my life. And those certain people are not on the same path as me and journey. And I think that's why Serena has arrived now.
Wow.
Whether it's 20 years later or when I'm getting on a bit or whatever, I'm here and that's
You're
why
here.
I'm here. I feel that. because the energy is right, the place is right, the time is right.
Well, absolutely. You know, your energy is it's spot on. It is.
Thank you.
So you've taken on the role of engagement manager.
Yes.
Now, what kind of ideas, you know, because the right at this moment, we are baby steps with the platform.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing the show now for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and the platform's at the baby steps. We want as many members as we can
we
to
do.
Join there. But I wonder whether you could tell some of our listeners, what is the platform about?
The platform is about wonderful things. It's about, I wish I had it again, but I don't want to regret. It's because the time's now. This is a platform which allows every single individual to be them, to take that mask off, which we all pretty much wear. I mean, I always say there's on stage, off stage. When you're going into a workplace, it's like, okay, right, I'm on stage now, right? Mm-hmm. I can't be scruffy. I can't talk a certain way. I can't. This is a platform that allows you to be you.
Wow.
And a lot of us are not being us. We're not being. And there's a line that you come out with all the time, which is human beings that we're meant to be just being us authentically. And we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And this is where this platform allows that. There's no masks, no judgment. Our goal is basically to get as many members as possible to have a safe space that come tell us your stories. Everyone's got a story and be comfortable.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Boost your confidence.
And I think that's exactly what it is. You know, the reason that we do the radio show, the reason that we've, you know, embarked with the social media platform is because exactly what you say, there is too many people out there that, and it's not necessarily that they are living an unhappy life or a sad life or an oppressive life. It's just that, you know, because for all of us, we always want to be a little bit better.
Yeah.
And why not? Why not? Serena,
yes.
We were talking about the social media platform, and what exactly does happen there? What goes on with the platform? What can people do?
Firstly, I just want to say a lot of people hear social media platforms. Oh no, I want to avoid that. I mean, today I had a conversation with somebody. She said I deleted WhatsApp a year ago because people bother me. People, you know, there's dramatics, politics, and I get it. Social media platform is not always a safe space for people. If you post a photo, people can comment very nasty things. I mean, we've all seen it, and hopefully not all of us are victims to it, but this is the complete polar opposite. This is a place where you be yourself. No one will call you names, which they shouldn't anyway. But this is a place that we can guarantee that you can be yourself without any judgment. Anyone pointing fingers, or whether it's your beliefs, the way you look, how tall you are, how short you are, how whatever. Just be yourself. It's a safe space. And just to, for example, myself, when I've been on there and sharing stories, how that can really uplift and change someone's life. This whole time I've been really bottled up, Nigel, I'm not going to lie. And I always think, why would someone want to hear about my life? But when I started opening up, when people would ask me, not because I'm parading around for attention. The uproar that created in a good way that, you know what, Serena, by you telling me this, I'm going through the same thing. Can you help me?
Wow.
Which is why I'm sat here today.
Because
I want the rest of us to do, and all the members on there, to share where what their stories have been and where they've come from, that they could then, from an onlooker, help them. And
Absolutely.
We could all just be each other's backbone.
I think what's also really important about the social media platform is that, of course, we've got our adjudicators making sure that everybody is,
you know,
remaining within that authenticness. But we don't have algorithms. We don't have adverts.
It's all organic
that's
and authentic.
Absolutely. And I think it's important for people, because for me, it's a safe place to go and practice being who you truly are.
I've used the platform a bit as well. And I think the other thing that I found quite refreshing about it was, you mentioned algorithms. So a lot of the social media sites, you join up to it, you connect with people, you like things, and then it builds an idea of what you like. And then it often tries to sell you things or that might be relevant to you and products. So without having that, it's almost reversed. So on the One Tribe network, when you go on there, you choose what you're interested in and which like categories you wish to follow. So it gives you the control to actually say, well, I'm interested in this and this, and I want to see this person's posts. It's like a totally different way of approaching it. I think it's out of that you get that kind of supportiveness. It's like everybody wants to lift each other up and pay it forward, which kind of aligns really nicely with what we talk a lot about on this radio show.
Absolutely, yeah. And it is One Tribe Network, and we're going to get Kenny Ball. Mm-hmm. Kenny is the sort of chief officer of One Tribe, and he's going to come on the show, and he's going to share the reasons why he actually created this. Yeah. It's a worldwide network, and you're right, there are many, many other platforms within the One Tribe where you can go and look at astrology, you can look at Reiki, there's a variety of interests on there, which I actually find phenomenal. I think the one thing for me, and I think that our listeners, and I know you guys know this, is that I am absolutely rubbish at IT. I can't do all this stuff. But for me, going on there and just saying good morning, and I get me good mornings back, it's phenomenal. What is it that you'd say to all of our listeners about coming and joining us, not just on the radio, mm-hmm. but also becoming part of the social media platform?
I would say don't waste a minute. Just jump onto the platform, bring your best energy, bring your best foot forward. I think a lot of us are sick and tired of, you know, when we're walking the streets, going into workplaces, have interactions, even in the supermarkets, the energy is just not there. It's like, okay, what have I done to you to have, you know, just a simple good morning. I mean, I remember going into Tesco's and I said, good morning, how are you? And it really changed. She said, nobody has asked me that the entire day.
Wow.
And you've now come and said, how are you?
Yeah,
made a hell of a lot of a difference to this person. So what I would say is just be yourself, bring your radiant self onto this platform. Energy is so, so important that we share with others. You can do it via social media as well.
Absolutely.
We're not saying you have to go, you know, around to the neighbors and have a cup of tea and share your energy that way. You can do it via social media.
Yeah.
I know everyone's busy, everyone's working, everyone's doing something, and it's not so easy to connect sometimes physically. But when you're on this platform, when you're having a cup of coffee in the evening or you're about to go for a walk or whatever, we can do this. And energy is, yes, it's something that it cannot be seen, but it can be felt. Mm-hmm. Very, very deeply. And we're all responsible for that.
Absolutely.
The moment we step out of our homes, the moment we pick up to ring somebody, the phone to ring someone, we need to sit and take a second, which we don't take.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's so fast paced. Yep. Bam, bam, bam. We need to take that second, breathe and realize, you know what? Whoever I'm about to interact with, I have to bring my best energy to them.
Absolutely.
We're responsible for that.
Do you know, I just want to again bring in something that we consistently talk about is what is all this about?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you mentioned it earlier on, this is not about what we do,
mm-mm.
you know, because if it was what about what we do, we'd be called human doings.
Yes.
This is about who we are being.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that's why we're called human beings.
Correct.
And so for the social media platform, for me, it's allowing people to be who it is mm-hmm. they are, to practice being who they are.
Which people have forgotten.
Absolutely.
Well, that's so true, isn't it? Because how many times, and I know I've done this in the past when I used to use social media more, and you think, oh, I'm going to write that. And mm-hmm. then you read it again, you're like, oh, but... And you're
already
thinking in your head, well, I know, like, you think of your friends, you're like, oh, I know that person, a slightly different view. I know they could read that and they'd take
so
it this
retract,
way.
Yeah.
And that's not what I mean. And you don't... And in the end, you post nothing because you don't feel confident enough that you would be understood mm-hmm. and heard. So then you just think, actually, it's safer to just keep that inside.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're not being yourself.
It's not
so much that you're posting the wrong thing. It's that you're posting it in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's right. And we've all now got a place where we can come and post exactly what it is that you think and feel. And, of course, we're all here to help and support.
Indeed.
You know, so, again, what I would like to say is thank you so, so much for taking up
thank
the reins
you.
With this. We're really looking
it's
forward.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be able to give out information more and more about how people can directly join the One Tribe reality chat network,
and to interact with us, I think, is another way, because it's one of these things we sit here and every week we say, guys, get in touch, or you can come on the show or do it. But this is a place where, you know, if you listen to the show, you can interact directly with myself or Nigel and Serena, and it's like all together, you know.
It's going to be great to have that go-between. It's going to be great for members on the platform to be asking you questions, for you to be bringing them back. We share on the show and really paying it forward. I think that, you know, that is such an amazing concept. Again, I'd just like to say thank you so much for coming along.
Thank
it's been
you.
Great listening to you today.
Thanks.
And I'm sure that our listeners are going to be eager to hear more and more updates.
I hope so. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If you want to go and try and find us on the internet, it's onetribenetwork.com. And then when you get on there, all you've got to do is check out for the reality check. But over the next couple of weeks, we're going to get you sorted so you can get a direct link. But until then, have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.